have ignition sequence start. The engines are on. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast, a place for conversation with church leaders about social media, web trends, and everything and anything else our hosts want to talk about. Nils Smith is the innovation pastor at Community Bible Church in San Antonio, Texas, loves the Spurs, and walking the streets of New York with his family. Jay Cranda is the online campus pastor at Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California, loves the Lakers, anything golf, and once could do a heel flip. To engage with the show, use the hashtag SMCPodcast. Let's join the show.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast. My name is Jay Cranda, and I'm here with...
Nils Smith.
Yes, and we happen to be in the same room.
So the same room. This is special.
So if for those who are loyal listeners know that I'm always in California, and Nils is in New York.
Or somewhere else.
Or somewhere else, yeah. Traveling. Way to toot your own horn, yeah, there, Meg.
Yes, I abandoned my family often, so I'm just bragging on.
So it's kind of... Whenever we record something in the same room, it changes the dynamic a little bit.
Yes.
So, anyway, so for this week on the Social Media Church Podcast, we're going to be talking about TV apps. Now, we selfishly have something that we've talked about a couple of times on this podcast.
Yeah, but wait, Jay, wait.
Yeah.
Before we get into TV apps, I just feel like it's important to talk about Spurs-Lakers situation right now. Right? Hey.
What
is the situation? I mean, with the Lakers, they're looking at who they're going to draft in their early draft picks.
The situation is that we have Luke Walton, and
the future. The future, right?
And I don't know. The Spurs lost to the Thunder, so I feel.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So you have a new coach that might be okay, but we have Kawhi Leonard and LaMarcus Aldridge.
Hey. Shiny new things are fun, man. So don't get on.
Good luck, future. But here's the deal. The future is bright in technology, though.
Yes.
Because of TV apps.
Ooh, that was like...
It looked like the transition.
Oh, my goodness. Like, that was like... It's like you planned
that. Yeah, I did, actually. No, I didn't really. Okay, so Tim Cook.
I kind of throw it up in my mouth a little bit. Like, how do you say that? Okay.
Tim Cook announced a couple months ago that the future of TV is apps. So you and I have jumped on that bandwagon, and a lot of people have followed our journey with tvapp.church. And we worked with the best developer in the country, the best designer in the country, and are creating a TV app platform for churches to make TV apps. So we're pretty passionate about this. We've been studying it. You and I had already been doing TV apps for a couple of years,
yeah,
in our ministry context. It's something that people are really confused about, because when they think TV, they still think cable. And then they, like, cutting the cord is happening through Netflix and Hulu. But to even think that you can create your own TV app is hard to imagine. And then if you see some of the church apps that exist, they're a little clunky. You know, they're not awesome, to be honest. So anyways, we're diving into this world. We see so much possibilities. We're really just getting started. But what we want to talk about today is really how you, if you get a TV app, how do you market it? Like, how do you get it out there? Because we've met, you know, not to brag on our business, but we've made TV apps, and one of the things we pioneered to do is create a quality TV app at an affordable price.
Yeah.
And so it really is affordable for most churches. If you're recording video, the price that we're offering TV app for is pretty much affordable for most churches that are recording video. So how do you get the word out, though, about your TV apps to even download them, because it's not really advertising, so you don't link them to a website. So what do you do?
Yeah, and for those who are listening right now, and we'll talk more about at the end, but go to tvapp.church, and you can see more of what we're talking about. We'll explain more after the show. So I think, you know, for us, with churches that are larger, and we've had the luxury of having a Roku app and Amazon Fire and being able to experiment with this, a couple of things that we've done to promote, and I want to talk about promoting it and then talking about strategy.
Yeah.
But promoting it, something really cool that Haley at our team came up with, which I love their brainstorming, was we actually, when we launched our Roku app, we bought like 3 Rokus and we hit them different places on our church campus.
Yeah.
We actually did a giveaway as well on our Facebook page, but the idea was it was like a scavenger hunt for the Roku. Yeah. So we put it on Facebook like, hey, by the way, the first one to hear, I remember celebrities used to do this with Twitter. They would like tweet out like, first one here gets 2 tickets to my show or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we did that campaign, and it worked very effectively.
Nice.
Within our community of just awareness. It was fun. You know, it was a giveaway. You know, it just cost, yeah, it was like $300 with like Rokus. We didn't promote it. We didn't buy any ads.
Yeah.
And so it was such a fun promotion that really grew awareness. And then we did the same thing online where we gave some like, answer this question, and we'll you know, the top one, we'll give it away. So that's one thing we did,
yeah,
that I thought was really effective.
Yeah. So our Haley at CBC, which is way better than your Haley. We can have a competition about everything. So our Haley, which is our social media manager at CBC, a year ago, I guess, at Easter services, when a Roku was a big deal, we did a competition. I say a competition, but first 3 people to host an Easter service at their home would get a Roku box, because we just launched the Roku app at that time, and we could live stream through the Roku box. So we said, get a Roku box, invite people over to your home, do a Facebook event, and first 3 people to have 12 people on it, we'll send you a free Roku. And so we did a little competition, and immediately people sent us an email, and they got a free Roku. And I think that it was the best investment we ever made. The Rokus were maybe $60 a piece. We mailed them the Roku, and they took a picture of those gatherings in their home. And that, to us, the competition was fun, and it got the word out, like, hey, by the way, we have a Roku. It got some attention. But it really, I think, shined the light into the future of what I see these connected the power behind these connected TV boxes, because we essentially created 3 house churches that night.
Mm.
And so people were able to gather physically in community, face-to-face community.
Say what? You say house churches? That's awesome.
It's awesome. So, yeah, so that was the beginning of what I believe is the future of online church for us. Is that our end goal is not digital connections. Our end goal is still face-to-face spiritual connections, but we know that a good number, if not a majority of the people we reach, can't gather face-to-face. And so in their context, they don't have a local church that they can go to. And so we believe that through these connected TV devices, they likely can go next door, or they can invite 3 or 4 friends over, and they can have face-to-face community around these experiences. So we're seeing a lot of people connecting, engaging on that. And so we encourage people even beyond that event is, if you have people gathered in your home, take a picture and hashtag online church.
Yeah.
And let us know about the gathering that's happening in your home. So we're seeing some engagement there. That's a couple of kind of campaigns we've done. I think practically, though, there's just some practical things you need to do. And I think as you think about mobile apps and how you got those noticed, or even still, now there's some app ads you can do.
Yeah.
But the majority of app downloads you get for your mobile app is telling your existing community to go and download. And so it's the same thing. Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV, we have these available. Go and download. We want to encourage you to download. Did you know you can watch our church on TV? And so just more and more communicating, make it available. And that what's happened for us, though, is that as we have pushed our people to do it, it pushes us up the rankings of visibility within the App Store. And then that increases downloads, and then downloads increase downloads. And so friends tell friends, and it moves up those charts. And so you get that kind of organic ranking. And if you're strategic and you push it hard enough, you don't have to be a mega church. A lot of the churches you see towards the top of those rankings aren't churches you know of. And so it's churches that have really given it a good push and have engaged well. So.
Yeah, and there's about 900 churches on Roku, let's say, right now, around there, and with religious content. But at the end of the day, the challenge that we would love for you to be thinking about, you the listener, those at a local church, thinking about, why would we even think about getting on a TV, on an App Store, on Roku, on Amazon, on Apple TV, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Well, think about it as you have the ability to add another room to your church overnight. And so you can just double your space. And what I love about this is that essentially this is kind of going back to biblical house-to-house strategy. I mean, this is Acts stuff of like, we tried so hard to centralize everything on our campus. But the problem is that our buildings are only so big, and you know, it's the whole like you only grow up to 80% of your room.
Yeah.
And sometimes our buildings are actually holding us back because people are like, oh, it's too full, it's too hard. I know we have this conversation at our church, and this is why we went to multi-site years ago. And so online, the ability to use the living room. And so I love the TV app experience for so many different reasons. I think it naturally is a more communal experience over a desktop or a mobile. I think it's easier for a lot of people to invite over for evangelism reasons, that you can have a service and you can have a meal and you can, like, maybe they won't come to church with you, but hey, come here. And then that's one step towards them coming to church.
I think it's
the future. I think, like, when Apple starts to have actual live programming on their device, which they won some Supreme Court ruling, so I think they're going to start to have that's going to be more saturated. So the quicker you're on this, the more you can be on the forefront. And this is where a lot of people don't consider this. The last thing would be, it's also troubleshooting, like, free for the most part, because it's a closed system. So, like, we've done this a couple times where people who are really struggling technically, we ship them a Roku, because it's like you can get like a $60 one. And for $60, you can stop getting like 100 emails from the same people. And it provides a better experience. Because still hooking up your TV to your computer to your TV can be messy. And so, but hey, for a Roku or an Amazon Fire or a, you know, Apple TV, you can easily get on. And so the challenge is, think about it. How can your church leverage a living room experience? What would it look like? The idea of, hey, host an Easter party. The Bible series did this, where they had a whole host of Bible series party. Invite people over, and it starts conversations. So I think there's so much potential here. I know it's a hard challenge, but I mean, any before we get into tvapp.church, anything you would just add to that?
You know, I think the promotion side of it, you can get creative. You know, it's such a new platform, but even letting people know that your church is on TV. And I think there's a stigma with TV preachers and TV churches. And I think that the mindset is often that it's too expensive. You know, these churches have a lot of money. They have a lot of cameras. They have all this stuff. Well, now your church doesn't need expensive cameras to get on TV, and they don't need expensive technology to get on TV. You don't need satellites, and you don't have to sign a TV contract. It's you know, a fraction of what it used to cost to get on TV. And then the ministry opportunities are limitless when you think about go put it in hospitals. Go and donate a bunch of them to hospitals and let people play it in the waiting rooms.
Retirement
communities in community centers. Think about conference rooms, you know, in businesses. So many places already have these Apple TV devices or Roku or these connected TV platforms, and more will have them. So where your content can go is powerful. And then I would say that the next step is, and we're going to have a lot of future conversations about this, but the content you create for it. And so I think about small groups, in-home gatherings, and that say you do your small groups around your sermon series. Well, you don't just have to watch the sermon, you know, to prepare for that small group. You can maybe have a special 10-minute message from the pastor, and you don't have to send out DVDs anymore. You don't have to do all these things. You can record a 10-minute message on Monday, and it's ready for all your small groups, and they just play it on their connected TV.
And then you can leverage live. If you did a partnership, you did live events through, I mean, like if you did something with the guys at Stream Monkey and did a partnership with live streaming, and you can live stream things. Like what if you were running out of space, and you'd said, hey, you want all the core people to stay at home and watch this so that you can have new people. I really think that there's a lot of ways radically you can shift a lot of strategy. I mean, I think at the end of the day, we ask so much of our community to show up because that's like counted as a win. But there's so many ways, especially when you think about demographics that are overworked, super busy, and you're like, well, we ask them to come out like 3 times a week to events. Well, what if you moved one of those events to a digital download or on Roku or something like that? So, so the challenge is think about leveraging a TV app in your church and how you can reach a whole nother population of your church and or disciple and add another room overnight.
So I got one other point with it is we in our stats are still finicky on TV apps in comparison with online church and some of the stuff we're doing there. But we are seeing where we're streaming on the TV apps, the view time where it's on a computer is average like 3.5 minutes. It's something like 26 minutes on the TV.
Yeah.
And so the time comparison, as things shifted to mobile, our time on site or time of video views dropped, you know, like in half or in a quarter. And now it's exponentially increasing by like 10x. And so it's unbelievable to see the engagement that's happening. And you think about that. You watch a video on your phone on the go in the car, yeah. You know, while you're walking. You're not doing that with your TV. You're sitting down. You're fully engaged, just like you are in a church experience in a small group or in a worship service. And so I think the content that churches naturally create is it just naturally engages better in on a TV than a mobile app. I think you should be thinking mobile. I think you should be creating custom content for mobile. But I think what we already have access to is perfect for the TV. So I'm just super excited about it. I can't wait to see what churches do, how creatively they get.
Leverage
if
it.
You're doing a campaign, let us know, because we want to see that. We want to share that. We're excited to see what you do with it. But we agree with Tim Cook that the future of TV is apps, and we believe that a big part of the future of the church is the TV.
Yeah.
So it's powerful technology at our fingertips now.
Well, we are going to move towards a we don't do this often, but we're going to – this is a direct ask. So just to be straight with you, we want – if you're listening to this right now, take 2 minutes. 2 minutes, go to tvapp.church, tvapp.church.
Yeah.
On there, we talk through – how our company that Nails and we have a couple other friends that are part of, how we can help your church in an easy way get some premium technology and a central place to get on multiple TV app platforms. And so go on there. We just added Google Analytics, so you can see real-time watchers and geolocation stuff. We would love, go on there, go to tvapp.church, see what it's about. If you like what you see, we would love to get a shout out in some way and share that with another church or something. That would be really cool. And if you want to get on there, there's some info on there how we can set up a demo. And so it's really cool. We have an Apple TV app. We have Roku coming here in the next couple of weeks. And there's so much we're working on that we can't even talk about. So go to tvapp.church. I want to, Nils and I want to thank you for listening. Go to socialmedia.church to learn more about the show and other things we do, and use the hashtag SMC Podcast. Thanks so much for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Social Media Church Podcast. To learn more about the hosts, the show, or suggest a future topic, check out socialmedia.church. If you liked what you heard, then take a couple minutes to leave a review on iTunes. Every review helps. Lastly, share the podcast with a friend and use the hashtag SMC Podcast to engage with the hosts. Thanks again for listening.